Saturday night, the Michigan State men's basketball team takes on Duke in the NCAA's Final Four. The Spartans are a seventh seed, and Duke is a top seed. The fourth straight game, the Spartans will be the lower-seeded team. I'm Michigan Radio sports commentator John Ubakin, here to explain why they seem to like it that way. Tomorrow night, March Madness resumes, even though it's April. Why? Because there's too much madness for March alone. And it's going to get madder. Of the teams that made it to the Final Four, three of them were number one seeds in their regions. There's Wisconsin, which won the Big Ten regular season title and the conference tournament en route to a sterling 35-3 record. There's Duke, led by the legendary coach Mike Krzyzewski. The Blue Devils won the Coaches vs. Cancer Classic, the State Farm Champions Classic, and the ACC Big Ten Challenge. They're good. And then there's Kentucky, which won the Kaywood-Ledford Classic, the Champions Classic, and the CBS Sports Classic, which begs the question, if two teams get together to play a game, is it automatically a classic? Apparently so. The Wildcats also won their conference regular season title and their conference tournament. And, well, they've won every game they've played all year, all 38 of them. They're trying to become the first team to go undefeated since Bob Knight's Indiana Hoosiers did it way back in 1976. And then there's Michigan State. The Spartans lost to Kansas, lost to Notre Dame, and lost to Duke, but those are all great teams. They also lost to Big Ten rivals Maryland and Wisconsin, twice each. All right. But they also lost to three mediocre Big Ten teams and even Texas Southern. The Spartans have lost 11 games this season, four more than the other three remaining Final Four teams combined. The Spartans lost the Big Ten ACC Challenge, the Champions Classic, and the Orlando Classic, which is about as unclassic as you can get, but it's still better to win them. The Spartans also lack star power. Three of the nation's four best players play for the other Final Four teams. Michigan State's best player, Brandon Dawson, was not a finalist. He was not a first-team All-American either, or a second-team All-American. He was not a first-team All-Big Ten player. He is on the second-team All-Big Ten, and that's as good as they've got. You might recall the old song from Sesame Street, "One of these things is not like the other. One of these things just isn't the same." And then they'd show you an apple and an orange and a banana and a heroin addict. And you'd have to figure out which one doesn't belong. Well, in this Final Four, it's just about as easy. It's the Spartans. But there they are. So how did they get there? Through unusual team chemistry and a great coach. I first met Tom Izzo in 1997. He offered me a half an hour, and we talked for three. He's that kind of guy. But people forget he was not very popular back then. He's about to finish his first two seasons in the bottom half of the Big Ten. Fans didn't know if he had what it took, but he did. Earlier that year, he had benched two star players because they'd missed a single class. He did not flinch. He said, "I almost want those guys to be a little embarrassed. They'll learn." They did. And they graduated on time, just like 90% of all of Izzo's players. He explained, "The program is bigger than the players, it's bigger than the coaches. You want to build a program that will last." Well, after 18 straight NCAA bids, 9 Big Ten titles, and 7 Final Fours, we can comfortably say Tom Izzo has built his program to last. Sure, once again, the Spartans will be underdogs tomorrow night, so feel free to bet against them. They seem to like it that way.